Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
You're listening to The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm not going to do my UK honkish
he's
stuff.
He's not going to be a U. Do you want to get the sounder out? He's not going to be a UK honk.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear athletic director Mitch Barnhart. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
And James Strebel.
60 seconds ago, Coopy said, now that I'm here, I'm not going to be a UK honk. And 2 minutes later, we had him sing happy birthday to Mitch Barnhart.
That's a rejoin.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So back at it on this Friday. Reminder, post-game coverage, Kentucky and Louisville right here this weekend on ESPN 680-105-7. Bellarmine in Jacksonville will be hanging out. Sweet life there at Freedom Hall. So there you go. We invite Jack Grossman. Maybe Jack, do you want to go?
Yeah,
I'd be interested for sure.
All right, we'll see. Let me see what I can do.
Darn right.
We'll have all the NFL and everything else. Strebel's trying to recover.
Yeah.
He's got a Bush Light.
I need
He's
this.
Looking good. He's feeling good. It's his birthday. Let's dive into it. Might have to cut this short, just a little bit short. Jack, give us the best. It's the mixtape on a Friday. Let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
All right, Crean, let's go, big guy. Fire it up. First sound.
Texas number 21. They are down to Iowa number 15, 79. Sorry, Iowa State, 79-70. Yeah, Bush Beard's about to lose again. I mean, Bush Beard's a bum. Texas is a bum. This is what you get when your big-time transfer is Bush Beard's a bum.
But number one point guard in the class, Tate said, how about this number one right here?
He's grabbed his
How
junk.
About this, Kennedy Chandler?
His junk.
How about this number
he
one point
his
guard?
Junk in front of
I
me,
mean,
Jack.
It's Kentucky basketball, and now they got another quad one opportunity Wednesday, quad one opportunity on Saturday. Let's go. I'm so excited. Calipari figured it out. We're good. We're sailing right now.
Oh, boy.
Who's got four better guards?
Sailing.
Right now. Grady, Mintz, Ty, Wheeler. Good luck. Good luck guarding them. Have you got Sheboy in the post? Okay, double him. Pop, 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 pop. Let's go. Pop, 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 pop. Let's go.
Pop, pop, pop.
Hey,
you
man,
sound like a broken
it's
man.
Time to start the GoFundMe page.
Oh, man.
Chris Mack is stealing money. He's taking more money from the Commonwealth than Richie Farmer ever did. Kentucky's beating top 25 teams by 30 points, and we're getting blowed out by 6 and 10 Pittsburgh.
Now 7 and 10 Pittsburgh.
I say we give Chris Mack a lifetime contract because we love it, baby.
Oh, man.
I'll wait 35 minutes just to tell you guys you suck.
Okay. All right. 267. 9680. Let's go back to the phones.
Spencer, cut that off. Come on,
Jerry,
Spencer.
Thanks for the call, brother. Oh, boy. I mean, Todd, thanks for the call. Appreciate you calling in, brother. Here's the issue with Louisville basketball. Let's see. Thanks for the call, brother. Really do appreciate your time. They're not playing well at all whatsoever. I mean, this is the end, guys. Goes to the post-game press conference, and he essentially says he has no explanation on why his guys, and not only blames it on the players, says, I have no explanation on why my guys are not performing, they're not executing offensively. Then, buddy, you're a top 10 paid coach in the country. That's on you. And once again, it goes back to the head coach, and that's a Chris Mack that is really starting to sound defeated.
The interview process for this next coach has to begin and end with the question of, do you play the pack line? And I don't care if it's Jay Wright, Tom Izzo, if it's the ghost of John Wooden, and you say, coach, are you going to play the pack line? And they say, the sentence starts with a Y. You tell them to get the hell out.
This is the guy? That's not enough. He's just not. What he has done this year in the ACC in back-to-back seasons, because they're not going to make the tournament. That's beyond apparent at this point. They're in the 100s in the net. And I know a lot of you guys know that. You're a smart fan base. But Chris Mack, right now, if the season were to end today, he's not the guy. He's not going to be here. And if Louisville's serious about basketball, they need to find a way to come up with the buyout.
Rick Pitino's not walking through that door.
But whatever it is, it doesn't appear like he's the right guy. I mean, I don't know what else to say. You can be losing and sell hope. You can be losing and see positives. We are seeing losing and no hope and nothing to base future success on.
And a lot of regression.
Yeah.
I feel like if there is a breakup, Chris Mack is going to roll out of town with his middle finger to the whole city. Like, it doesn't seem he likes anybody here. Like, it doesn't seem like good riddance, bleep you guys. I'm out of here. Let's, you know, and see you later. Have fun eating wings with someone else. This is what we have in the winter. We have crappy cold days when we don't see the sun for months at a time, and we want to see some damn good basketball, and we're not seeing it, and so we're mad.
At least a dunk.
Yeah, the dunk.
And that's another frustration. You know, you can't be a university that's known as the doctors of dunk at one point.
Where's Josh Hurd at? He's like hiding in his little office down there. The Yum Center looks like a closed-up Kmart. You'd think they'd get a clue.
I want to bring up something that was tweeted out earlier this week, and Nick Coffey kind of put these stats out there.
I don't like to do the coaching search conversation while we still have a coach, you know?
I saw a different team play in the Bahamas in that stretch. They played harder. What did they call them? The Bahama Bullies? You know, there was still offensive vision.
They were 5-1.
Coach Mack, I mean, I feel terrible about all this because, first of all, Coach Mack is like, he'd be like a cool dude to hang out with, I really believe. I mean, he would hang out, watch the games, drink the beverage of choice.
They have to play. That's a double-edged sword, obviously. It makes it tougher to win, but if you do win, they sort of count for more. Who knows?
They're going to have to win the ACC tournament at this point.
That's not true at all.
Oh, if you're looking, they're going to have to make up like 50 spots and plus spots in the net.
If they won out, they'd be in the tournament without winning the ACC tournament.
That's a big if, Nick.
Pete Thamel putting out a... Louisville's got an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, great hire. Looks like a really good hire. I think this was something that a lot of people said Scott Satterfield needed to do in the offseason.
I've been much more, I guess, less concerned about Brian Brown. Like, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with him being there. I think the defense, for the most part, wasn't bad. People jump all over me for saying that, but obviously the Kentucky game was awful. The bowl game against Air Force, they did a good job of stopping the run. Air Force just threw the ball, which was not...
Way to look at the positive.
Which was not something perhaps was completely game planned for, but I thought over the course of the year, I didn't have a problem with it. Like, I thought there was progress made.
I don't think they have $24 million.
Because
you're going to have to buy out Satterfield next year too, probably.
No, they're not.
Oh,
but here's the difference, though.
That's where we are.
Is that Ross McManus was unemployed in a different country, and Lance Taylor was at Notre Dame.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
It's a big difference.
That's a big difference.
You know, and so you know, this is a guy that I'm excited about. And Coach McGriff was at Florida under Dan Mullen. And
you'll turn a corner, and we got this guy from New Zealand that's got this great offense. And we're going to
where
be
was he coaching last year? Oh, he wasn't.
Where?
No, he was on the job. What? Hang on. Wait a minute. Wait.
Where was he employed at?
He was unemployed last year.
Okay.
But wait a minute. Why was he unemployed? I mean, if he was that good, it just seems to me somebody would have hired him.
A guy like that doesn't sit on the sidelines.
I like the pedigree. I like the hire. I just can't get excited about it.
not. I guess it's, I'm now the boy who cried wolf. I'm not getting excited about an assistant coach ever again. Ross McMahon. Blame it on Ross McMahon.
Yeah.
Blame it on the rain. Blame it on McMahon's. Don't we feel stupid now for looking and saying, all right, you didn't make the tournament last year. You lose all ACC player in Carlique Jones, second in the voting for MVP, and David Johnson, who is playing professional basketball. And you guys thought you were going to be better because you hired an assistant coach who was unemployed from Australia.
I think that's only part of the
count. How stupid do you feel?
Yeah.
I feel stupid. I think I even said it this summer a few times that, like, are we going to look back at this and losing those guys? You're starting backcourt. You're bringing in the Island of Misfit Toys from, you know, you get a transfer. And we're going to bring in this dude who's reinvented basketball, but he doesn't have a job. and we're going to be better.
This year he made the change to the, you know, Ross McMahon's, and but it hasn't worked.
There's a reason it's an innovative offense because nobody wants to try it because it's so stupid.
Doesn't work. Get some more of those flashing things where you slap the wall.
Oh my god!
Where's those drills from the summer?
The slapping drills,
or the lights and all that stuff. We all love that in the summer.
It's all so flashy.
Oh, yeah.
Again,
stupid.
It's all style, no substance. My god, that's what it is.
Remember all that? Those innovative dribbling.
Oh yeah, the innovative dribbling things that they were doing.
The lights.
Yeah.
Ah, just Louis Clown Show.
I mean, Malik Williams doesn't look like he's ever handled the ball.
We all bought it.
Jalen Withers looks like he couldn't handle the ball. Like, I go to a 10-year-old's game, and I'm like, you know, like, they're learning. You know, they had some weird turnovers. And then I go out to our game, and we're doing the same stuff.
My goodness.
They did win.
We bought it.
I know.
The Jedi mind tricked.
The only issue is one of those cost several million dollars.
Yes.
I know.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Which
the unemployed Australian will fix the
Which
offense.
Which coach do you want?
The unemployed Australian will fix the offense.
All right.
Yes, he will.
Getting lyrics texted.
I know.
In. Blame it on McMahon. The shots aren't falling. Blame it on the studs we don't have. I can't sing. Blame it on the threes we can't make. Oh, man.
Don't put the blame on you. It was an air ball and a wedge that
Jack,
he had.
Let me reset,
and I was like, I'm done.
It.
I'm done. I've seen the last three-pointer
the breaking point.
That I ever want to see. And if you know what? The fact that he keeps shooting them, it's like, what are we doing? Put them in the locker room. Put them on the bus.
Tie the sneakers at halftime.
Yeah, tie his shoes together. Tie his shoes to the chair. You're not coming up from the bench. You're 6'11" and you don't dunk the basketball. And you think you're Steph Curry for some reason. Look at your percentage.
You're shooting 28%.
It's not good.
Streeble feels vindicated, by the way.
I do, yes. Yes.
Yeah, you really do. The dribbling.
I got Penny.
Oh, look at you.
I got McMahon's.
No one's better than you right now.
I got Emily's Cupcakes.
Oh, my God.
It's a great birthday.
It's the Mixtape on ESPN 680, 1057. It's The Take. We got you here up until 6 o'clock. Another 15 minutes to go. Jack, fire away.
I got my three-year captain on the bench pouting, you know, in front of NBA scouts, and he wonders why the NBA doesn't like him. And so it's like, oh, can't figure that one out. And so, you know, you've got the same guy taking threes from the Cardinal Bird, you know, over and over again. It's like, you're not a three-point shooter. You're not Kevin Durant. Noah Locke, you might want to square up once in a while. And Matt Cross, you were good for 5 seconds, but now I'm over you.
Wow. A couple of the players, in particular the big guy, said that the team lacks motivation. How about that? The team lacks motivation.
I'll tell you what the team lacks. It's called talent. That's what the team lacks. I don't know how you could say what a clown. The team lacks motivation.
I hate my team, and I actually, you know, I hate that we're here.
Yeah.
I really do hate that we're here. And then you lose all those games, and then Chris Mack, your head coach, seventh highest paid coach in college basketball, is like, I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry.
I hate my team.
Oh.
Hey, not much, guys. Hey, first of all, I just want to let you know I'm a UK fan, and I just wanted to see what y'all think about my theory here. I'm so happy that UofL canceled the game against UK because it would have made our strength of schedule look very, very weak, and I'll just listen off the air on that one.
Okay.
Maybe we could get Crean's mom to come in and clean up the refrigerator.
You think?
Yeah, I think she'd like
it. He said no.
Oh, okay.
how tough it is for teams to make the tournament in the ACC this season.
Time now for the take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas has big... And I don't know what happened there. What the computer? You know what? That happens when you run your own show sometimes. So, I'm going to try that again.
Time now.
Nope, so we're not going to hear that clip. Anyways, let's try the other down with Gov Clip. It's physical.
It's physical.
Big. Yes.
Oh. What are we talking about here?
Yes.
Ken Taylor.
WHAS. Is it Wave?
By the way, I had two different people reach out to me.
Yeah.
With weird ideas for your 40th birthday.
Weird ideas?
Weird ideas.
Really?
That's all I can say.
There's no like birthday spankings involved, is there?
There might be a spanking. Well,
I don't want any spankings. It's been a long time since I've been spanked. I like to keep it that way.
Jack, when's the last time you've been spanked?
Oh, I was, got in trouble when I was a kid or something.
Texas says I was at Strebel's bachelor party. That's the last time he was spanked.
Can I see that number?
He froze.
I don't remember a lot of it. I'm kidding.
That was a lie.
Oh, man. Oh, Jack.
Oh. I do want to see what that number is. I might know that number. He won't let me stay on the floor. He yanks me.
Hits the bong.
Hit the bong all you want.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Andy, Jim, how you been? Doing well.
Man, we are doing fantastic.
They just got swallowed whole.
Real quick, there's a development I need to tell you guys to have behind the scenes here.
Uh-oh.
So, during the last commercial break, I'm looking at my emails, and what's at the very top is I got an email from the Sioux Falls Visitors Bureau. This SOB over here signed me up for updates during the last commercial break.
I think I've been too hard on Andy Beshear.
So does this mean we're going to get sponsored by Papa John's again?
Larry Bird.
One of the, what, Bobby? Top five players of all time?
Hang on. What was that one? What was the one before Issel?
I think I've been too hard on Andy Beshear.
So does this mean we're going to get sponsored by Papa John's again?
Wow.
Whoa.
Keep them coming, Jack. Wow.
I would like to see him pull it out here.
Whoever it is isn't going to pull it out.
They're not coming into your pocket to grab it.
I'm going through tweets that I marked.
Free bases.
Today, 6 hours ago, Biscuit. Happy birthday to Dolly Parton. It's a rolling of the eye. Jack, do you know what you call Dolly? First of all, do you know who Dolly Parton is?
Country singer.
Wow, okay.
That's good enough, I would say.
Yeah, that's what she's most known for.
Do you know what they called Dolly Parton when she visited the jungle?
What did they call her?
A booby trap.
Texter says off the air. Now, I don't know if they're messing with us or not.
Probably all. Probably
I mean, that could be 93.9. That could be 680. That could be the stream of 680. Could be the stream of 93.9. Could be any of it. Off the air, both stations. So there's the crazy thing. I mean, I don't even know. Are we on?
I'm not sure.
No, we're not. We're not. There's no point in talking. 680's not on. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, 680 stream, I got nothing. If anybody's listening on 680.
Hello.
Like the actual station, not the stream.
Do we have one of those radios that you bought?
Yeah. Well, we just break, yeah, anything but dead air. Nothing, yeah. We're dead air. We
got. I received a call the other day from a woman.
It really is.
That's the best
it's
part.
The take. It's the mixtape here on ESPN 680. 1057ESPNLouisville.com. Another 8 to 10 minutes. Let's go.
Okay, I hope people can hear us.
I think they can.
I think there's a decent chance that they can. And I'm going to try not to throw anything else in the studio.
Else.
The Lysol wipes have been thrown. There's been a coffee creamer, you know.
So cream.
I'm just going to hope. I don't understand how we can play commercials and we can't hear our voices here sometimes.
I do think that we're headed towards a coaching change. And I don't think I don't even think it's debatable at this point. I think Mac may even leave on his own. He might do the Shaka Smart thing, you know, where, you know, he gets to the end of the year and Shaka leaves Texas for Marquette. I'm a Nate Oates, Bruce Pearl guy. Maybe an Eric Musselman.
Come on, you know they can't bring in Bruce Pearl.
Why not?
Here, but Mark.
No, they can bring in
you,
Bruce Pearl.
You, Pat. See,
I
what has happened?
I love it, but the image of this university to bring in the face of this
Look,
scandal.
I know Kentucky fans are going to object entirely to Bruce Pearl, and they're going to, because John Calipari hates him. Okay. I'm a Nate Oates, Bruce Pearl guy.
Give me them while in a
Bruce.
Crouch. Mark, you're not getting Bruce Pearl or Nate Oates. Grow up, Peter Pan. Count Chocula.
Give me
them while in a
Bruce.
Crouch.
Hey. Chris Beard, $21 million.
You can put your Chris Beard poster away, Mike and Baker.
Eric,
I know you kiss it right before bed every night. Good night, Chris Beard.
Good night, Chris. Chrissy.
Oh. Last thing he does, kisses his wife and the Chris Beard poster in his room.
I love Chris Beard.
Chris Beard's the bum.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Keep it coming on the mixtape. It's ESPN 680-1057.
Why can't we get Nate Oates?
Didn't you just tell me what his buyout was?
Everybody's 12 to 14 million.
So, right.
Well, you want to get somebody who sucks? We could just keep Chris Mack and keep our money and get 6,300 people in the arena. You know, okay, you want to hire somebody who sucks? Or this is what it costs. I'm sorry, Louisville. This is what it costs. It costs
You're
money.
Really good at
You
want spending.
To get somebody that's worth a damn?
Yeah.
You're going to have to pay $12 million to sell Chris Mack goodbye. And $12 million to get somebody worth a damn in here who wants to win games.
You don't honestly think they're going to spend $24 million on buyouts?
Or we suck. We're going to do nothing. John Calipari is at Kentucky, and what happened at UMass? Violations. And
right.
What happened at Memphis?
Were they on probation when they hired
violations?
And were they facing a second round of
probation? But did he have violations
probations?
At two places? And now he's at UK.
If Louisville had no pending violations and weren't 8 minutes off their other violation, then it would be different.
So Billy Gillespie and Tubby Smith didn't cheat, so Kentucky can hire a cheater? Bruce Pearl
time.
Will
no.
save us from the mediocrity that Josh Hurd pledged against.
Oh, wow. Wow.
We'll watch the Kentucky game tonight. U of L, we haven't even mentioned. We went a whole show without mentioning U of L, Bobby.
That's all right. I got some stuff tomorrow to. It involves Bruce Pearl. He seems to be a hot commodity in the lips of one Mark Blankenbaker, so we'll talk about that.
Oh, man. He thinks that Pearl's leaving Auburn to come to U of L?
That's like number one on his wish list.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, like Grandpa used to say, wish in one hand, poop in the other, see which one fills up first.
That's my favorite sound of the week right there. That's my favorite sound of the week is that right there.
You're living in a fantasy world, man.
If they do make a change, it's going to have to be somebody like Kenny Payne who has a history with the program. They're not going to get a good coach to come in and take this job until all of this stuff is resolved.
You're right. But unfortunately, the fan base of the Cardinals doesn't see it that way. Yes, they're delusionaries.
Can't wait to play Tony Bennett and see what he does to Chris Mack. And, you know, that's
Virginia, even in a down year, probably going to.
I was listening on the way in. Everything was fine. Everything was good.
Bengals at Titans. Oh, come on, Titans.
But, and this is a big but. Oof.
You like big butts?
And I cannot lie. It's baloney. It's just BS. HAS.
Pat Wider and Sarah Wider, they've been working through this pandemic to make sure they're always, you know, getting equipment right when it's available. Am I boring you over there? Did you yawn right into that microphone there?
No, I just saw Peyton Siva tweet about Rick Pitino.
Oh, gosh. All right. I didn't know what was going on. So whatever your needs are.
When I laid down, the laundry bed was already moist.
Whoa. All right, here we go. We're going in. Here we go.
Oh, not comfortable. Not comfortable. Not remotely comfortable. Oh, cringe, 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 cringe. Okay, that's one nose. Now the other nose.
It has to be. You have to do like an.
Oh. Oh. Gosh. Here come the sneezes.
Come on, take like a man.
Oh, here they come.
Did you? I don't think that second one was a full one.
Oh my God! Trust me, it was. Here they come. Oh, I don't know if I left it in there long enough. Oh, I don't know if I left it in there long enough. Once I stick it in there, do I just take it out? I probably definitely should have read the directions here. Place the swab into the tube and make sure it's touching the bottom and twirl it 3 or 4 times. Leave it in there for a minute. Then after a minute, take the Q-tip out. And I timed it by 2 of our 30-second commercials. So when the second commercial was finished, I took it out. And then I put the test strip in. That's my problem.
Stop swearing. He says, Nick, we have wings coming today and pizza coming tomorrow. When are you going to eat those sandwiches? For breakfast, Drew. For breakfast. I was going to have a nice cold club sandwich for breakfast. But no. Uh-oh. No, the commandant of the kitchen. 9. No food in the fridge. 9. We can only have freaking water.
Uh-oh. Oh, crap.
You got COVID, don't you?
Yeah, it's positive. Red stripe and a pink stripe.
Are you serious? Is it if it's really
dead
like
serious.
If it's really going to be the difference between you doing the games this 1 hour? Then I mean, I can go solo, or I can get some help.
Well, it's
from
already
my
done. We're already in 3 o'clock. We're already in the last hour, so there's no sense now. You've already ruined my life.
We're coming over the hill for Strebel. What you got now, Strebel?
I mean, he did have.
What you got, Strebel? In the suit you trust, because undefeated in a suit. I count the Nebraska game as a suit, even though he wasn't wearing a tie or nice shirt.
Penny Hardaway has gone from a legend at Memphis to being just the scum of the earth. But like we talked about, that firing for cause, that's a sticky wicket.
Mike Pratt, let me see your thumb.
Yeah.
How many inches do you have out there?
Do I just turn the mic off now?
I mean, what's wrong with that? Like, is it accumulating is what I'm wondering. The expectation, I mean, Ethan Moore set the expectation before the season to make the second weekend.
Right.
And now we're like, y'all just make the tournament?
Right.
Exactly. Can y'all just make the tournament? And I don't like shifting expectations in the middle of the year to fit. Like, the program is the program, not on the NIT bubble.
Maybe right at the NIT bubble.
But they are a solid CBI team at the moment.
Yeah. I hate my football coach more than my basketball coach. That's what is happening right now.
I really feel robbed in the fact that we had a diamond over there on the bench in Sidney Curry that makes the whole team so much better with ball movement and inside presence and his passing ability.
Sidney Curry and Ellis trusted each other.
Oh, I know.
It's awesome.
I mean, Ellis, the one time he went baseline,
this is beautiful.
Listen, 5-3 in the ACC. We're tied for third in the conference. Right at the end. And the home of the...
Wait a minute! We won, bro! He's right here! He's at the game, you idiots!
This image of you just trying to block the exits. No, you can't go. No, no.
He was at Christian Academy yesterday talking to the team with Chris Redman. Why do you got this ain't happiness. I don't know. Why are you thieves of joy?
One of us. One of us.
I would have been like Coach K. Shut up. Shut up. He's one of us. He's one of us.
Yes. Yeah. I forgot about that.
She is structured like a stallion.
It's
uncomfortable.
Ooh. Jack, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, we got one more.
Streeble's left stunned. Happy birthday, big guy.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Streeble. Enjoy the trip.
Have a good week off. Enjoy the cruise. We'll be back. Well, Streeble's going to be on the show on Saturday on the post-game show. And we'll be back 3 o'clock on Monday. Last sound, Jenny Reese and Company up next on ESPN 680.
You got 4 letters, Mac, equals 5 letters, fired. Bottom line, this is embarrassing for our program. Mac, he's managed this team as bad as our government has managed COVID. I mean, this is an embarrassment, almost fraudulent.